both have apologised. Vaughan Gethings due to replace Mark Drakeford as Wales First Minister after winning the Labour leadership race. The 50-year-old is the first black person at the helm of any European country. A manhunt's underway as police link two crossbow attacks in London. A woman was hit in the head as she crossed a road on the 4th of March. This Thursday, a man was injured in the neck. They were both targeted in Shoreditch. This woman, who lives in the area, says it's frightening.
All I heard was a lot of screaming. At first, I didn't think much of it. I thought, you know, maybe teenage kids. And then later I hear my neighbour, her husband and the kids crying and asking for an ambulance.
Drivers are facing significant delays with part of the M25 shut in both directions this weekend in an unprecedented move. Motorists saw 2 miles of congestion on the approach to the full closure in Surrey this morning. There have been pockets of protests across Russia and in occupied Ukraine as voting continues in the presidential election. With his main opponents either dead, in prison or in exile, Vladimir Putin is all but guaranteed another 6 years in the Kremlin. Wales are aiming to avoid finishing bottom of Rugby Union's Six Nations. Live to Cardiff, where Hamish Stewart's watching their match with Italy.
And the players are just going in for half-time. And I have to say that Welsh bid to avoid finishing bottom isn't looking all that good. It's Italy leading here by 11 points to nil. They scored the only try through left-wing Montioni and a couple of penalties from outside half Paolo Gabisi. Even the bounce of the ball is going up against Wales. They're struggling the breakdown and the scrum. Italy leading 11-0.
Ireland will retain the title with just a draw at home to Scotland. Championship Coventry scored twice in stoppage time to knock out Wolves 3-2 in a pulsating FA Cup quarter-final. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
How are you doing? It's 2 minutes past three. Thanks, as always, to Spencer for the last 3 hours of Weekend Wind Up. But next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Four.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been quite a settled day across our area and we've seen plenty of sunny spells, although it's turned a bit cloudier this afternoon and there might be your outbreak of patchy rain arriving later on. A maximum temperature 12 degrees Celsius. Tonight we see cloud continue to thicken with outbreaks of rain pushing through the area during the evening and overnight. The rain may turn heavy towards dawn. Minimum temperature overnight 9 degrees Celsius. Sunday is likely to see some rain, some of it heavy, but it will brighten up in the afternoon. The rain will clear away, leaving some sunny spells. Maybe still the odd shower though. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 40 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
She's a crazy, good and noise, she's a
Palmer from 1988, Simply Irresistible. 8 minutes past three is the time. Welcome into Phoenix Sport on Redwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday, the 16th of March, 2024. Plenty of football going on today. It's FA Cup quarter-final weekend, and we've already witnessed an incredible tie this lunchtime. More of that later. Also, matches in the Premier League, the EFL, and non-league. We've got two featured matches. Big game of the day in the ESPN Premier League. Leaders Hornchurch taking on Billericay Town. And down at Bridge Avenue, Jack Patmore has joined them. He will be giving us half-time and full-time reports, as will Andy Gardner, who's travelled up to Suffolk this afternoon with Brentwood Town, their way to fellow promotion hopefuls Phoenix Stowe and Walton United. And we'll hear from Andy after 45 and after 90 minutes as well. Rugby Union, big weekend in the Six Nations. There are all kinds of permutations of what could happen. But Ireland only need a draw against Scotland to be crowned 2024 champions. Wales currently playing Italy. France play England tonight. Regional Rugby Union is on its way to its climax. And Colchester could be crowned Regional One South East champions this afternoon if they win their match at Oundle. I'll have all the results during the last hour of the show. News from the Super League with a couple of matches going on. Three actually this afternoon. Racing. It's been a big week of racing with the Cheltenham Festival. The big race today is currently going on. The Midlands Grand National at Uttoxeter. Plenty of other meetings as well. I'll have some results of those. And a whole pile of great music too. So stick around as much as you can between now and six. And it's live. So, looking at the lunchtime games in the football, first of all, and as I mentioned, it's FA Cup quarter-final weekend, and one of the ties has already taken place, and it was something of a classic at Molineux, where Premier League Wolverhampton Wanderers took on Championship side Coventry City, and a very close affair, real end-to-end stuff. I was watching some of it on TV before I came out this afternoon, and it was quite incredible stuff, but Coventry ended up nicking it by 3-2. Ellis Sims gave the Sky Blues the lead on 53 minutes. 6 minutes from time, Rayan Nouri scored an equaliser for Wolves, which was where I left it. I missed all of the rest of the excitement. Hugo Bueno put Wolves 2-1 in front with 2 minutes of normal time left, and they might have thought that they sealed a semi-final spot at that stage, but Coventry weren't done yet, because Elif Sims scored his second 7 minutes into injury time, and right at the death in the 100th minute, Hadji Wright scored what was the winner for Coventry. And so they go through to the semi-finals for the first time since 1987. Big well done to them. And of course, they won the competition in one of the famous finals in 1987 when they beat Tottenham by the same scoreline they won by this afternoon. There's one other side, 5:30, Manchester City versus Newcastle United at the Etihad. As for the Premier League, there are 3 3 o'clock kickoffs this afternoon, and there's been a goal in one of those. Burnley have taken a lead against Brentford at Turf Moor. Jacob Larsson with a 10th-minute penalty for the Clarets has given them the lead. Brentford already down to 10 men, and they had Sergio Reguilón sent off in only in the 9th minute, which may have resulted in that penalty. Meanwhile, at Kenilworth Road, another struggling side, or two struggling sides, actually, Luton Town and Nottingham Forest facing each other. It is currently goalless in that one. Luton Town, third from bottom against Nottingham Forest, fourth from bottom. The other Premier League game today is at 5:30 p.m. at a Craven Cottage, an all-London affair, with Fulham taking on Tottenham Hotspur. On to the championship, where there was a lunchtime kickoff, and if it was the South Wales Derby, Swansea City versus Cardiff City, and the Swans beat their old rivals by 2-0. Liam Cullen on 34 minutes, and Joel Lowe 6 minutes into second half injury time were the scorers in that one. There was also one match in the FA Women's Super League today, and it finished Everton 1, Aston Villa 2. Villa went into a 2-0 lead going into the hour mark. Kenza Dali and Ebony Salmon were the scorers for Villa, but Elise Stenovic, scored one for Everton 5 minutes from time, but it turned out to be a consolation as Aston Villa took all 3 points. Elsewhere, there was a lunchtime kickoff in the National League, where Chesterfield aren't that far away from being confirmed as champions now, but they were held to a 2-2 draw at Oldham Athletic. James Norwood, former Ipswich Town and Barnsley striker, gave Oldham the lead on 13 minutes. Dan Gardner added a second to make it 2-0 on 23, but Chesterfield found their way back into the match. Bailey Hobson equalised for them on 27 minutes, and a second half penalty just after the hour from Joe Quigley gave Paul Cook's side the equaliser, and so it finished Oldham Athletic 2, Chesterfield 2. And getting back to the EFL and in the Championship, I mentioned Swansea beat Cardiff. No goals in any of the 3 o'clock kickoffs so far. League One, Leyton Orient held to a goalless draw during the week by struggling Port Vale. They've got a tough task this afternoon as they look to increase their slim chances of making a League One playoffs. They're away to sixth place Stevenage this afternoon. No goals at Broad Hallway so far. Just a couple of other goals in League One. It's Lincoln City 1, Bristol Rovers 0. O'Connor after 11 minutes for Lincoln. And it's Reading 1, Cambridge United 0. Sam Smith after 11 minutes for the Royals. In League Two, meanwhile, Colchester United, who have slipped back into the relegation places, they're currently in 23rd place with only Sutton United below them. They take on Walsall this afternoon at the Community Stadium. It's currently 0-0 in that one. Elsewhere, it's Accrington 0, Notts County 1. Jim O'Brien for Notts County in the 4th minute. Newport County have got in front at AFC Wimbledon. Bryn Morris in the 10th minute. And Bradford City, who were beaten by struggling Forest Green at Valley Parade during the week, they have found themselves 2 goals behind already against leaders Mansfield this afternoon. MK Dons 1, Crewe 0. Matthew Dennis for MK in the 5th minute. Swindon 0, Doncaster 1. Maxim Biamu after 10 for Doncaster. And promotion chasing Wrexham have fallen behind early doors against Tranmere. Luke Norris has given Tranmere the lead in the 8th minute. I'll go through the non-league scores so far when I come back.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM. And talking of non-league, we're going to have a look at the non-league scores in just a moment. But a few more goals have gone in. It's Gillingham nil, Grimsby 1 in League 2. Donovan Wilson on 13 minutes for Grimsby. Gillingham have just equalised. No, it's now 1-1. Jules Lapsley on 15 minutes. Meanwhile, in League One, Leighton Orient have gone ahead at Stevenage. Great start for the O's this afternoon. Max Harders after 16 minutes. And it's Port Vale nil, Oxford United 1. Also in League One, Kieran Brown after 16 for Oxford. Disastrous start for Bradford City. Great one for Leaders Mansfield at Valley Parade. Davies Caledonas made it 3-0 to the Stags after 18 minutes of that game. And in the Championship, Ipswich Town 1, Sheffield Wednesday 0. Amari Hutchinson netting for the promotion, chasing Tractor Boys after 15 minutes of that game. And Lincoln City 2, Bristol Rovers 0 now in League 1. In the Eastbourne Premier League, hashtag United have made a great start against Potters Bar Town. 2-0 up at Len Salmon Stadium. Max Cornhill gave the Tags a lead on 8 minutes and Nathan Smith has made it 2-0 on 19. So moving on to the National League. Southend United away to Hartlepool this afternoon. Dagenham and Redbridge hosting Maidenhead United at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. Both of those are currently 0-0. In the National League South, meanwhile, second place Chelmsford City, who are looking odds on to make the playoffs at the moment. They face Bath City, who are currently seventh at Melbourne Park this afternoon. No goals in that one so far. Averley are away to Farnborough, and there's already been two goals in that one. Averley, it's 1-1. I'm not sure who took the lead, actually, because both goals were scored in the 12th minute. A penalty for the Millers. Sergio Odalusi scored that one. Reggie Young scored for Farnborough. Braintree have travelled to Weymouth this afternoon and it is currently goalless down there. Meanwhile, in a featured match in the Eastbourne Premier League, the current score at Bridge Avenue is Hornchurch 0, Billericay Town 0. Elsewhere, Concord Rangers 1-0 behind at Sheshon, who scored after 7 minutes. Canvey, they're away to Folkestone Invicta, and it's 0-0 there. And moving on, meanwhile, to the Eastbourne North. In our featured game, it's Felixstowe and Walton United 0, Brentwood Town 0. Brightling Sea Region have gone in front against Lowestoft Town. Teddy Collis after 13 minutes for Region. Hamish Swift away to Enfield this afternoon. They're 1-0 out. Ben Sartain after 11 minutes. Grays Athletic 1, Redbridge 0. Matascana, a recent signing for Grays, in only the third minute has put them in front at Chadfield. Goalless in the match between Walden, Tiptree and Ipswich Wanderers. Gold is also at Spark Road, where Wisdom Town are playing Bowers and Pitsy. Wolverhampton have gone in front in their match at Wroxham, and they won a penalty in the 15th minute, and that was converted by Ollie Sotten-Yimbo. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, Wolfham Abbey away to Kempston Rovers this afternoon. There were no goals in that one so far. We'll also be keeping an eye later on the Essex Senior League and the Thurlow Nun Divisions 1 North and South as well to see how our local sides have got on in that league. I'm going to be doing latest travel very, very soon, as after we've heard from Shed 7, this is Talk of the Town.
But you And you would say three, just to be different, naturally.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
With the time at 28 minutes past three, let's take a look at what's happening on the roads across our area. Brentwood, no reported issues this afternoon. Billericay is looking okay as well. There was some busy traffic on the High Street northbound earlier, but that's moving okay now, apparently. Further afield, M25 clockwise is slow between Junction 31 for Lakeside and the QE2 Bridge. Northfield, there is some slow-moving traffic on Keynes Lane, the A414 this afternoon between Woody Lane and the roundabout at Junction 7 of the M11. We're down in Hadley this afternoon. London Road eastbound, the A13 is busy between Rayleigh Road and Eastwood Road. Rayleigh, usual hotspots there on a Saturday afternoon. Webster's Way, Crown Hill and High Street are all currently busy. In Chelmsford, some slow-moving traffic coming on New Street between Rectory Lane and Victoria Road. And also on Broomfield Road between Patching Hall Lane and Valley Bridge. And going towards the Army and Navy roundabout, the Meadow Bypass is a bit busy at the moment as well. A lot of busy traffic in Southend and the surrounding areas this afternoon. First of all, London Road westbound is busy between Victoria Avenue and Westbourne Grove in Westcliff. There is slow moving traffic on East and West Street going towards Victoria Avenue, the crossroads there. Slow moving traffic also on the seafront between Marine Parade and Western Esplanade. Westbourne Grove in Westcliff is busy southbound between Prince Avenue and Fairfax Drive. And Victoria Avenue, busy southbound from Cuckoo Corner. And also Prince Avenue is currently busy between the Studer Way, that's the Tesco roundabout, and Cuckoo Corner. Public transport, there is some engineering work on C2C trains today, that's between Barkey and Pitty by Lane, and services are being diverted to Fenchurch Street. They won't call it Liverpool Street or Stratford, but we'll call it additionally at West Ham. You can use a Jubilee or DLR instead between West Ham and Stratford. And elsewhere, no issues on the Elizabeth Line or London Overground we're aware of. DLR, there was no service at weekend between Stratford and Canary Wharf. A few things on London Underground. No service at weekend on the Circle Line between Hammersmith and Tower Hill. And no service at weekend between Paddington and Barking on the Hammersmith and City Line. The District Line has minor delays due to an earlier fault with the signalling system. And no service at weekend on the Metropolitan Line between Wembley Park and Aldgate. I will have another travel update around 1 hour from now.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
If you fancy hearing some music of the choral variety this evening, you should head to Emmanuel Church at 66 to 68 Leyden Road in Billericay, where Billericay Choral Society will be performing the ever popular and beautiful Fauré's Requiem, plus Gloria by John Rutter and other well-known works. Professional baritone Alistair Merry will be performing solos. Refreshments are available at the interval. It starts at 7:30 p.m. tonight. Tickets can be bought for £12 in advance or £15 on the door. For more details, visit billericaychoral.co.uk. There is a link in the events guide at our website, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Rugby Union, and just going to have a look at the Six Nations. There are all kinds of permutations as to what could happen. It's being dubbed Super Saturday because four sides are all still in the running to win the title, namely Ireland, England, Scotland and France. However, Ireland, they're in pole position to retain their crown. If they avoid defeat or gain two bonus points against Scotland in a match that kicks off in Dublin at 4:45, they will retain the title they won last year. Meanwhile, England, who begin the weekend 4 points behind Ireland, will need Andy Farrell's side to slip up, and they would then need to secure a bonus point win in France, with that game starting at 8 o'clock this evening. Scotland and France mathematically can still be champions, but Ireland's vastly superior points difference makes that a very unlikely outcome. Wales, who are currently bottom of the table, I can tell you, were trailing in the second period of their match against Italy. It's currently Wales 0, Italy 18. Italy have been a vastly improved side this year from what I've seen, and it does look like Wales are going to take the wooden spoon at the moment, but we'll keep a close eye on what's occurring there this afternoon. On to racing. It's been a big week of racing. It's currently the transitional period going into the flat season. We've had the Cheltenham Festival this week, but the big race today was at Uttoxeter, and it was the Midlands Grand National, which took place at 3 o'clock. It was won by Beauport, number 2, priced at 18-1. Second was number 1, Mr. Incredible, priced at 6-1. And third was number 10, My Silver Lining, priced at 5-1. There were 12 runners in that race. The 92 favourite, number 3, Iron Bridge, was pulled up. Meanwhile, the big day of the race in Ireland at Thurles, the 3:05 first was number 16, Lydian Bland, priced at 9-1. Second was number 2, Friends and Commerce, priced at 12-1. And third was number 13, Ernie from Nerney, priced at 13-2. A total of 15 runners in that race. The 3-1 favourite was number 12, Parnell to Milan, who only managed to finish 6th. 3:12 at Newcastle. Meanwhile, first was number 1, Cruise Control, 6-5 favourite. Second was number 4, Jet Legs, priced at 9-4. Third was number 3, Houston, Texas, priced at 10-1. 5 ran in that race. And finally, for now, the 3:20 at Kempton. No, the 3:20 at Kempton hasn't come through just yet. I shall keep an eye out for that. But in the meantime, we're going to get back to football because I think quite a few more goals have gone in and quite a few more incidents have taken place since we last had a look. So let's get back to where we were. In League 2, Accrington and Stanley have equalised at Notts County. Sean Wally on 70 minutes. Also in League 2, Crewe have equalised at MK Dons to make it 1-1. Elliot Nevin on 90 minutes. But no sooner had they done that, Matthew Dennis scored his and MK second. Stephen Word scored a third for the hosts on 25. So it's now MK Dons 3, Crewe Alexandra 1. Meanwhile, in the National League, it is well, I thought York had scored against Oldenshaw, but I think that one was disallowed. Meanwhile, in the Scottish Premiership, it's Kilmarnock 0, St Mirren 1. Charles Dunn on 20 minutes for St Mirren. It is now Lincoln City 3, Bristol Rovers 0 in League 1. It's Joseph Taylor with his second and Lincoln's third on 23 minutes. Concord Rangers struggling to avoid a second successive relegation in the ESPN Premier League. They are 2-0 down away at Cheshunt this afternoon. Incidentally, they had a second goal scored by Nandi Nwachukwu. In the Championship, it's Stoke City 0, Norwich City two, Josh Sargent on 24, Gabriel Sara on 28 were the scorers for the Canaries, still looking to force their way into the playoff spots in the Championship. Hibernians 3, Livingston 0 in the Scottish Premiership. Jordan Abita, Mizian Maralida and Adam Lafondra, the scorers for Hibs. There has been another goal in the Scottish Premiership at Fir Park. Two goals, actually. Aberdeen took the lead against host Motherwell. Leighton Clarkson on 25. Motherwell, I understand, have just equalised. And Bowes and Pitsy have gone in front of Witham Town in the Isbury North. Thomas Stagg on 24 minutes at Spa Road. Wigan Athletic 1, Blackpool 0 in League 1. Scott Smith for Wigan on 26 minutes. Doncaster have doubled their lead at Swindon. They're winning 2-0. Now with Adel Aiken scoring on 26 minutes. And in one of our featured matches, it's been a goal. It's come at Bridge Avenue and it's Hornchurch. So it's been Premier League leaders 1, Bidwicky Town Company in 4th, 0, and it's Femi Akinwande who scored for the Urchins on 28 minutes there. Another goal in the National League, Eastleigh 0, Rochdale 1. But Eastleigh have now equalised, they've just equalised. Paul McCallum, former Dagenham Rugby player, who's been in fine form for Eastleigh and received a call up to the England C squad the week before last as well. He has equalised for Eastleigh. Elsewhere, also in the National League, it's Bromley. Bromley thought they scored against Kidderminster Harriers. Understand that has been disallowed, though. And another goal in the National League. It's coming Victoria Road. It's Dagenham Redbridge 1, Maidenhead United 0. Harry Phipps for the Daggers on 32. Goal in the Premier League. It's come at Kenilworth Road, but it's gone to the visitors, Nottingham Forest against Luton Town. Chris Wood on 34 minutes. And there was a bit of goal at the Community Stadium in League 2. And at the moment, it's more woe for Colchester United. They're 1-0 behind against Walsall. Taylor Allen, the scorer for the Saddlers, on 37 minutes. And just looking to see if we've got any more racing results. No, still waiting on the 320 at Kempton. I'll take a look at those in a while. Let's hear from Whitesnake now. Is His Love.
Let you go alone.
finally got a result of 3:20 at Kemp's. And it was won by number one, 2-1 favourite. Second was number 12, Shake a Tail Feather, priced at 9-2. And third was number 2, Jeune Belle, priced at 7-2. 15 runners in that race. Meanwhile, getting back to the football, there has been another goal at Victoria Road. It's now Dagenham and Redbridge 2. Maidenhead United, nil. Josh Rees on 36 minutes for the Daggers. And in the basement battle in League 2 this afternoon, bottom club Sutton United have got in front away to fellow strugglers Forest Green Rovers. Josh Coley for Steve Morrison's men on 39 minutes down in Gloucestershire. And Ipswich Town, they have doubled their lead against Sheffield Wednesday in the Championship. They're 2-0 up at Portman Road. Now Cameron Burgess on 37 minutes for the Blues. Shrewsbury have got in front against Carlisle in League One. Daniel Udo on 40 minutes has made it 1-0 there. Celtic 1, St Johnstone 0 in the Scottish Premiership. And it's Japanese international Kyoko Furuhashi who has put Celtic in the lead on 40 minutes. Elsewhere in the Scottish Premiership, there's been another golden match between Kilmarnock and St Mirren now 2-0 up. Mikael Mandron on 39. And in the Premier League, there has been an equaliser at Kenilworth Road. Ted Menji has scored for Luton Town against Nottingham Forest 3 minutes before the break to make it 1-1. National League Gateshead have equalised at Ebbsfleet. Callum Whelan on 40 minutes is now 1-1 there. Exeter 1, Burton 0 in League 1. Rhys Cole on 41 minutes for the Grecians. Also in the Championship, Preston have gone in front at Plymouth. Liam Miller a couple of minutes before half-time. Also in the Championship, Watford have taken the lead away to Birmingham, I believe. And it's Bonaventure just before half-time. Chelmsford City have taken lead against Bath City. Not sure of the score. I'll see if I can find out. Eastleigh 1, Rochdale 2. Now in the National League, Rochdale have taken the lead there.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Tune into the Sunday Sessions on Phoenix FM every Sunday morning, 10 till 12, with me, Kevlar. I'll be bringing you tracks from local artists. Most of those tracks are recorded down at our open mic, which takes place every Monday at 8 p.m. at the Essex Arms in Brentwood, right next door to Brentwood Station. Come along and just watch, or if you're a singer or songwriter, come along and sing us a song.
Sing, sing, sing. Sing.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
quite a few half times coming in the football now, so I'm going to start running through those. Incidentally, it was Josh Castiglione who put Chelmsford City in the lead against Bath City, and it was an absolutely superb goal by all accounts. So, in the Isthmian North, it's Bowers and Pitsy winning 2-0 at Witham Town now. Thomas Daggs scoring his second on the stroke of half-time. Lots of half-times coming through now, so I'm going to concentrate on those. In the Isthmian North at the break, Brightling Sea Region 1-0 up against the leaders, Lowestoft Town. And it's Maldon Tiptree 0. Ipswich Wanderers 0 at half-time, also in the Isthmian North. Cambie Island away to Folkestone, victory in Isthmian Premier this afternoon. No goals in the first half down on the East Kent coast. And Sunderland 0, Queen's Park Rangers 0. Sunderland still without a manager and a goalless first half at the Stadium of Light. Elsewhere, Colchester United 0, Walsall 1 is now half-time score in League 2. And it's Enfield 0, Heybridge Swifts 1 in the Isthmian North. Hartlepool 0, Southend 0 in the National League. These are all half-time scores now, by the way. A couple from the Championship, Birmingham 0, Watford 1 and Rotherham 0, Huddersfield 0. Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey away to Kempston Rovers this afternoon. That is goalless at the break. In one of our featured matches in the Isthmian Premier League, Hornchurch 1, Billericay Town 0 is now confirmed as a half-time score. We'll hear from Jack all about that before long. In the Premier League, half-time whistle has gone at Kenilworth Road, and it's Luton Town 0, Nottingham Forest 1. Middlesbrough 0, Blackburn 0, that's a half-time score at the Riverside in the Championship. League 1 at the break, it's Shrewsbury 1, Carlisle 0. Got four half-times from League 2, AFC Wimbledon 0, Newport 1. Barrow 0, Harrogate 0. And it is Forest Green 0, Sutton United 1 and Wrexham 0, Tranmere 1. Two from the Scottish Premiership. Half-time at Easter Road is Hibernians 3, Livingston 0 and Rugby Park is Kilmarnock 0, St Mirren 2. Half-time in the National South, it's Farnborough 2, Avonlea 1. Witham Town 0, Bowers and Pitsy 2 is now confirmed as a half-time score in the Isthmian North. Two half-times from the National League, no goals in the match between Bromley and Kidderminster or in the one between York City and Aldershaw Town. Braintree Town away at Weymouth in the National South this afternoon. That match is goalless at half time. Stoke 0, Norwich 2 is a half time in the Championship, as is West Bromwich Albion 1, Hull City 0. Tom Fellows scored for the Baggies just before the break. In League 1, the goalless at Oakwell, it's Barnsley 0, Cheltenham 0 and Port Vale 0, Oxford United 1. That is also a half-time score. And Concord Rangers, they're 2-0 down at the interval away to Cheshire in the Isthmian Premier League. Several half-times from League 1, it's Derby 0, Bolton 0, Reading 2, Cambridge United 0. Leighton Orient 1 up at Stevenage at the break, and it's Wycombe Wanderers 0, Northampton Town 0. Three half-times from League 2, Accrington 1, Notts County 2, MK Dons 3, Crewe 1, and Swindon 0, Doncaster 2. In the National League, meanwhile, no goals in the first half between Bournemouth and Altrincham, and it's Eastleigh 1, Rochdale 2, and Woking 0, Barnet 0. And the Isthmian Premier League, it's even at the break. Hashtag United 2, Potters Bar Town 2. Hashtag went into a 2-0 lead in that game through Max Cornhill and Nathan Smith, but Potters Bar scored 2 equalisers before half time. League 1 at the break, no goals at London Road, where it's Peterborough 0, Portsmouth for leaders 0. Dreadful first half for Bradford City against table toppers Mansfield Town in League 2. Mansfield are currently winning 4-0 at Valley Parade. Also in League 2, it's Gillingham 1, Grimsby 1 at half-time at Priestfield. Half-time in the Scottish Premiership, it's Motherwell 0, Aberdeen 1. Premier League, half-time whistle has gone at Turf Moor, where it is Burnley 1, Brentford 0. League 1, it's Lincoln City 3, Bristol Rovers 0. Great first half for Dakenham and Redbridge against Maidenhead United in the National League. The Dakers are currently winning 2-0 at Victoria Road, with half-time whistle having gone. Half-time at Melbourne Park, finally for now, in the National League South. And thanks to a goal from Josh Castiglione, which was a bit special by all accounts. The current score there is Chelmsford City 1, Bath City 0. Small scores have just come through. Ispian North at half-time is Grays Athletic 1, Redbridge 0. Ipswich Town 3, Sheffield Wednesday 0. So the promotion chasing Tracer boys having a great first half at Pullman Road against struggling Sheffield Wednesday. Amari Hutchinson and Cameron Burgess had put them 2-0 up. And in first half injury time, Nathan Broadhead, who received a call up for Wales this week, he scored 1 minute into first half injury time to give Ipswich a commanding lead. Three more half-times now from League One. Exeter 1, Burton 0, Fleetwood 0, Charlton 1. In first half injury time, Charlton won a penalty, which was converted by May. And at half-time, also in League One, it's Wigan 1, Blackpool 0. One more half-time from the National League. It's Ebbsfleet United 1, Gateshead 2. Just going to have a look at what's happening in the Six Nations. Wales have clawed their way back into the match, but they only have around about 12 or 13 minutes left. And Italy, their opponents, are still winning by 18 points to 7. But they got themselves a try courtesy of Elliot D. And there was a subsequent conversion by Costello, and so Sam Costello, sorry, and so they have at least now got some points on the board. There is Super League taking place today as well. I will take a look at that in a while. Just getting back to racing, though, because I've got a couple more results for you. 3:35 at Utoxet. And first was number 3, Regal Blue, priced at 16-1. Second number 2, The Changing Man, 3-1 favourite. And third was number 7, Valve Dancer, priced at 4-1, 7 round. And the 3:40 at Thurles. First was number 2, answering 11-7 favourite. Second was number 13, Turkoff, priced at 7-1. And third was number 3, Aryan Soldier, priced at 125-1. There were a total of 18 runners in that race. We're going to take a break for the news very soon. I'm going to play a bit of a curiosity now. One from the legendary Stax record label. This is Rufus Thomas and Do the Funky Chicken.
Show you. Now y'all heard of the popcorn, y'all heard of the dog, and you heard about all of them other dances. But now that's a brand new dance that's going around. I want to show you exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the funky chicken. Y'all ready? I say y'all ready. Okay, here we go. You raise the left arm up. Right on too. Let me tell you just what to do. Start boom on the flapping. Start the feet to kicking. That's when you know you're doing the funky chicken. Second spasm. You put both arms up across your face, your knees start wiggling all over the place. You
your arms and your feet start kicking, then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, oh, hey, hey. Oh, I'm feeling it now. I feel so unnecessary. This is the kind of stuff to make you feel like you want to do something nasty. Like wave some chicken gravy on your white shirt, right down front. Here we go, y'all. Your white boat arms and your white boat feet. You together, baby, you run on the beat. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, oh, it's all right.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.